you remember the commercial that starts, "Hey, you got peanut butter in my chocolate. You got chocolate in my peanut butter."
Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's peanut butter cup. Yes, I remember.
There's a discussion right now on Reddit where people are sharing their weirdest food combinations that shouldn't work, but apparently do.
Okay.
I am, my jury is out on the majority of these. Peanut butter sandwich dipped in tomato soup.
H-E double hockey sticks, no. No.
Yeah.
No way.
You would never do a grilled cheese sandwich in tomato soup, but that is the classic.
That's common, right,
yeah,
yes.
That's the classic. Berries with sour cream and brown sugar. I've never had berries, but I've had grapes. It's a salad, and I've had that before where you cut the grapes, green grapes, and you make like it's sour cream, brown sugar, and pecans on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually pretty righteous.
This is where I chime in and say, what do you do with milk when it turns sour?
You throw it away.
So why would you buy something that tells you on the label it's already gone bad? I don't understand.
I always wonder why they have an expiration date. Really?
Yeah, it's already sour. I mean, it's rotten already. Okay.
This is interesting. Bread dipped in Coke.
Never would have tried that, but I could.
Baked Lay's and the white candy stick from a packet of Fun Dip.
What?
That's somebody who needs to put down the pipe.
Ooh, man.
Baked Lay's and the white candy stick from a packet of Fun Dip. No, they ruined it. A bacon-wrapped hot dog in a bun that has peanut butter on it.
That would be good.
And then chili on top.
Okay. I could totally do all of those things.
Yeah,
yes.
I couldn't. Dark chocolate with Parmesan cheese.
I'm out.
7-Up and milk.
Nope. Man, what are y'all doing? God, I need some Imitrol. What's going on here?
It's
nauseous.
Nasty. And the number one thing that they thought was the most interesting in this Reddit poll was cheap red wine. Okay, I'm in. And Coke.
Nothing like stretching the cheap red wine.
Evidently, it says it doesn't work with good wine. Well, why would you add anything to good wine?
Yeah, well, don't try. See, we have some around here. To me, Boudin and syrup, like Steen syrup in particular, you wouldn't necessarily think those things would go together, but go to Noncav's and get a little Boudin roll-up with some Steen syrup in it, out of this world. And I love peanut butter on a hamburger. It's so good because it melts into the meat, and peanut butter's not sweet. It's salty, and think about how many Thai sauces are made with peanut butter.
I have no problem with peanuts.
I'm telling you, put a little bacon on there.
See, the problem that you have is that your anti-cheese thing has made you go places that knows people. You know, like, I want a little something on my hamburger and
let's
bacon.
Let's make it not sour.
Let's make it not cheese.
I'll put some Clorox on it, you know, just no cheese.